From deciding how our trash is collected to determining where people can park, city leaders are faced by many choices. Ozarks at Largest Timothy Dennis spoke with some city leaders in the area to find out how those choices are made. Here is his report.
That noise you hear in the background is a regular occurrence in every city and town in existence. No, it's not the prelude to church services, though some probably treat the scene with similar reverence. In a few seconds, the proceedings will get underway and Fayetteville alderpersons will deal with matters of business concerning every resident of the city. Shh! The meeting's about to begin. Of course, the business dealt with by this or any other city council or board varies from meeting to meeting. Sometimes, few items on the agenda garner lengthy debate or discussion, while other times, one or more items of business can receive an hour or more of public input, especially if a vocal segment of citizens is opposed to a proposed ordinance or resolution. But sometimes, the most vocal opposition from residents comes in the wake of decisions not made at council meetings. Such was the case when Springdale city officials decided in mid-January to stop providing police escorts for funeral processions in the city. Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse says that that particular decision wasn't an easy one for some residents to swallow.
I think in my 4 years in office, that's been the most controversial, no doubt. I mean, we've had other, you know, had to make other tough calls, but that was probably the one that had the most negative public reaction.
He says that the decision to end the funeral escorts wasn't easily made. After both an independent efficiency study by the Matrix Consulting Group and a recommendation from Police Chief Kathy O'Kelly brought the issue to city leaders' attention, the practice of using Springdale police officers as escorts for funeral processions ended in the name of increasing traffic safety for both the city's police officers and residents.
In this particular instance, what made this so cut and dried for me is that I saw it as a safety issue. So it wasn't a political issue or a popularity contest. It was something that I decided, you know, once there was a safety issue, then that had to be paramount in the decision making. It wasn't about whether it's popular or not. So in some ways, those decisions are, I don't want to say easier, because this was a very tough decision, but there's a justification that you're confident in, you feel you've made the right decision.
And Mayor Sprouse says he was confident in his decision, so after a few days of receiving negative responses from residents, he issued a press release detailing his reasons for ending the funeral escorts in the city. But he says that negative responses are the ones city leaders are most likely to hear from residents. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan tends to agree with that notion.
You realize you're going to get those kind of calls, but once it's settled within yourself and you have determined the path, the decision has been made and you go, okay, here's the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. And you know that not everybody's going to agree with you. And everybody has a right to their opinion.
And the city of Fayetteville itself is no stranger to tough decisions. In the past 5 years, there have been a handful of issues that have drawn the ire of vocal groups of local residents. Some of those decisions have included enactment of the paid parking system in the downtown area, a proposed smoking ban in all bars within the city limits, and the creation of the city's Streamside Protection Ordinance.
And the Streamside Protection Ordinance. We had over 15 hours of public comment in three meetings. So that one particular subject in that agenda was an average of 5 hours every city council meeting for three city council meetings in a row. And then from that, you hear everybody's side. And when I make decisions, I am open. I will have a plan, but I'm also open to listen.
For instance, paid parking today isn't the same as when it was first implemented. City leaders made adjustments to the plan two or three times in the first year of implementation alone, but sometimes the conflict with implementation of a city policy arises among the city's residents. That was the situation with Fort Smith's plans to automate all trash collection in the city. City Administrator Ray Gossack says that the city decided to go automated 7 years ago. City leaders intended on phasing in the plan's implementation over a 6-year period in order to manage the cost of switching from the older manual collection.
Then in the last year, there were some neighborhoods, particularly those that had some historic appeal to them, who objected to the change in how their solid waste was collected.
Not all of the neighborhoods in the final phase of implementation were opposed to the automated collection, but enough residents were against the change that they convinced the city's board of directors to halt the implementation of automated collection. But that wasn't the end of the issue. A separate group of residents who didn't want the rates charged for trash collection to increase organized a petition aimed at overturning the city board's decision. They gathered enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot, and the measure received enough votes to force the city to finish implementing the automated trash collection. Gossack says that the conflict arose from a lack of understanding on the part of some residents. He says that there is only one real way for conflict to be avoided in the face of difficult decisions.
We need to keep residents informed, and we need to keep them informed and involved as the decision is being made, not after the decision is made, because we typically, when there's a difficult decision to be made, it's not made quickly or instantaneously. And so there is time to alert the public to the issue, to provide information and facts so that they can understand and analyze the issue, and then hopefully have a better understanding of why the decision that is ultimately made was made.
And though his position isn't an elected one, Gossack says that the responsibility of city leaders is to make decisions that are in the best interests of the majority of city residents, as opposed to making decisions as agents of the public's demands.
I think that elected officials and senior city staff have a responsibility to make recommendations and decisions that are in the best interest of the greatest number of residents, and in the best interest both short-term and long-term. So, you know, many times we find ourselves balancing short-term interest as well as what's sustainable for the long-term.
Mayor Sprouse of Springdale agrees, saying that overall, city leaders must make the best choices for city residents.
But good minds can disagree on what's best for a city. That's where the difficult decisions come in. I don't mind making tough decisions if I'm confident in the decision, and I try and weigh those things. But the decisions can be very difficult to make because you are impacting the lives of other people. And sometimes you're called on to make a decision that helps one person and hurts another.
He says that the trick is for city leaders to weigh what they believe is right against the city's ordinances and resolutions to determine what is best for the majority of a city's residents. But Sprouse says that there is no universal approach to making tough decisions.
I think it depends on the situation. When you're talking about things like safety issues, you have to make the best decision for the public. You know, somebody has to make that decision, and because I'm in this position, then I've got to make that decision. In this case, it was to whether or not to support the chief's decision. But there are other times that, you know, public safety is not the issue.
As an example, Sprouse says that city leaders are currently involved in a back and forth with developers wanting to build a truck stop at the intersection of Don Tyson Parkway and Interstate 540. Though he is not opposed to the truck stop being built in the city, Mayor Sprouse says that he is opposed to its proposed location because of concern for the overall impact it would have on future development in that part of town.
Some of the public agrees with that. I hope most public does, and the council has backed me on this. But we have gotten some pushback from some residents that believe, you know, we need the sales tax revenue. We ought to invite them with open arms. So, you know, it is a combination. It depends on the issue, you know, and the importance of that issue and the weight of that issue. I mean, I always invite public input, but sometimes it matters more than others.
But Mayor Jordan says that part of the Fayetteville administration's philosophy is to accept all input from the public when making tough decisions.
Everybody should have the freedom to express themselves. Doesn't matter if I agree with it or not. I should be willing as a public servant, and that's why they call us public servants, to listen to a point of view. You see, here's the interesting thing. It's when you can sit across the table from someone that has an entirely different point of view than you do, and respect them for that, and give them that type of freedom to express yourself, knowing that what they're saying to me is something that I'm not in agreement, but I listen and respect them for that point of view, that's when you're getting somewhere.
He says that it is part of the job to listen to input from all sides of an issue.
As a mayor, you're sort of a facilitator. You bring everybody together and you try to come up with something that everybody, you're not going to please everybody, but the majority of the public can agree upon.
But the best way to know the issues that city officials are trying to solve, and the only direct way to voice your input on those issues, is to attend your city's governmental meetings. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
Anything else? Thank you all.